Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
So the big challenge is, how can house owners like you and me get a flood-free home? How can business managers like you and me get a flood-free company? And how can public servants provide flood-free critical infrastructure and livable cities?
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and welcome back to Flood Protection Secrets. It's really good to have you here again, whether you are a regular listener or joining for the first time today. Today I would like to talk about Easter. In the Christian world, Easter is a special time, a time of reflection, a time of renewal, a time for family. And people come together, they share meals, they take a moment to pause, reconnect with what truly matters. And even if you are not celebrating Easter yourself, the values behind it are universal. Peace, responsibility, care for others. But let me share something with you, because there is a reality we cannot ignore. And I always say, rain does not stop for holidays, and floods do not respect calendars. I told similar words during Christmas season and during Ramadan. That is what I just told at the end for the Eid celebration at the end of Ramadan recently. It will be the same for the Diwali festivity in November for the Hindu community. So rain does not stop for holidays. Rain doesn't care about holidays, and floods do not respect calendars. So let me walk you through a few real moments. I make you run or make you travel around the world. So let's go to Africa and deep down to the south, to South Africa. Just before Easter in April 2022, so just around Easter time, the city of Durban in South Africa was hit by extreme rainfall, and within a very short time, streets turned into rivers. Homes collapsed, mudslides destroyed entire areas. More than 544 people lost their lives, as reported officially at the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. What was meant to be a peaceful Easter weekend turned into a tragedy. And now let's go more to the east, to Australia. During the Easter period, and let's go back in time, during the Easter period in 1900, between March and May, to be correct, heavy rainfall caused widespread flooding across Western Australia. Entire communities were cut off. Areas that were usually dry were suddenly surrounded by water. Once again, a time of Easter celebration was interrupted by nature. And now let's go to Europe, where I'm currently in Germany while I record this podcast episode. And here in Europe, similar situations have happened again and again. In recent years, severe rainfall hit parts of Greece in 2025, as reported in the Guardian newspaper, just before Easter. And within hours, streets were flooded, homes damaged, and businesses disrupted. People described it as sudden, unexpected, and overwhelming. Different countries, even different continents, different cultures at different times, but one shared reality. Flood protection is not about reacting when the water is already there. It is about being prepared before it arrives, because when protection is in place, everything changes. Families stay safe, businesses continue, public service continues, and damage is avoided. And life goes on, even when the situation outside becomes difficult. And of course, not only because it is Easter, because I always share my golden nuggets with you, and here's another one today. Flood protection is not a reaction. It is a decision made in advance. So take a moment today and look at your building, look at your entrances and ask yourself, if heavy rain starts tomorrow, will I be ready? So will you be ready? Easy to do, huh? Just look around you where you currently are. Is that a safe place where you are? What will happen when extreme heavy rain will come and flood the streets? So from our team here in Germany and from our Asian headquarters in the Philippines, I wish you and your loved ones peace, strength and safety. This is Flood Protection Secrets. I'm Dr. Andreas Klippe. Stay safe and flood free. I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to the season, and you'll never be late for an episode.